That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
Is the plague at all a threat in the modern day?
No.
The Wire.
Earlier this year, Treaty Negotiations Minister Paul Goldsmith, in a private meeting with Oceans and Fisheries Minister Shane Jones and seafood industry representatives, discussed potential changes to the Marine and Coastal Area Takutai Moana Act 2011, which is a piece of legislation that replaced the controversial Foreshore and Seabed Act 2004. The Takutai Moana Act allows Māori to apply for certain customary rights over the foreshore and seabed under customary marine title. The government intends to change Section 58 of the Act, which currently requires an applicant group to prove they have exclusively used and occupied it from 1840 to the present day without substantial interruption. The proposed changes would change the Section 58 test to reduce the 100% of coastline subject to customary marine title to 5%. As a result, an urgent Waitangi Tribunal claim into the government's proposed changes to this Act had its hearings this week. This is the seventh urgent inquiry by the Tribunal into the coalition government's policies. I spoke to lawyer at Te Mata Law, Harry Clatworthy, Ngāti Ranginui, Ngai Te Rangi, and Ngāti Uenuku Kōpako about these proposed changes, as well as the historical context of foreshore and seabed ownership in Aotearoa. For those who don't know, would you be able to firstly give some historical context to foreshore and seabed ownership in Aotearoa?
Yes. So basically, as it stood up until 2003, there was a presumption that nobody owned the foreshore and seabed. Essentially, the Crown assumed as if they, or they acted as if they did own it, but there was no legal regime as to who owned it specifically. Then in 2003, there was a case called Ngāti Apa in the Māori Land Court, where Ngāti Apa brought a case to the Māori Land Court asserting that they owned an area of the foreshore and seabed, and the Māori Land Court granted in their favour and said that they did actually own part of the foreshore and seabed. The Labour government was not happy about that at the time under Helen Clark, and they basically made a law called the Foreshore and Seabed Bill in 2004, which said that Māori weren't able to own the foreshore and seabed. The Crown was actually the owner of all the foreshore and seabed, and as Māori, we saw that as a raupatu, or stealing of the entire ocean. The Crown just making a law assuming ownership of the entire moana. Then they did allow for some very small customary rights to be recognised, but it was minimal. So there was a massive hikoi to Wellington in 2004, big protest. That's how the Māori Party was formed. I believe Tariana Turia crossed the floor, and the Māori Party was formed from that protest movement. Then in 2011, the National Party had a coalition government with the Māori Party, and they did away with the 2004 foreshore and seabed legislation and replaced it with this new legislation which is currently in place, the Takutai Moana Act, which put the foreshore back into a no-ownership regime, but gave Māori the ability to apply for customary marine title over certain areas of the moana.
Would you be able to talk a little bit about what the significance of the foreshore and seabed is for Māori?
It's hard to state the significance of how much a taonga we as Māori consider the foreshore and seabed is. In Te Ao Māori, there's no delineation seen between the whenua and the moana. It's seen as one and the same, so the same reverence we have for our whenua, we have for our moana. So we consider it as a taonga, as part of our whakapapa, as part of our very being as Māori, the ocean, and the rights in the foreshore and seabed. Obviously, it's a place where we get kai from, but not only that, it's a highway to get to different places. That's how we got to Aotearoa originally. A lot of urupa are based right next to the moana, so it's a very, very special place for Māori.
And Treaty Negotiations Minister Paul Goldsmith, in a private meeting with Oceans and Fisheries Minister Shane Jones and seafood industry representatives, discussed potential changes to the Marine and Coastal Area Act, a piece of legislation that allows Māori to apply for certain customary rights over the foreshore and seabed. What are the proposed changes they are looking to make with this?
So basically, as the Act currently stands, Māori have to prove exclusive use and occupation from 1840 through to the present day without substantial interruption, and that they hold the area under accordance with tikanga. And that's been through a number of High Court and Court of Appeal cases where the High Court and the Court of Appeal have found, given that the preamble of the Act says that this Act is designed to give effect to identity and to the customary rights of Māori, that they wouldn't apply the law strictly. So basically, exclusive use and occupation is clearly pretty much impossible to prove. Of course, the use of Māori of the ocean has been interrupted by third parties, that they've had no control over the Crown. It's been affected by colonisation, ports, commercial fishing and so on. So the new government has said that the judges have gone too far in their interpretation of the legislation and allowing for customary marine titles to be recognised. So they basically want to redesign the test to make it more strict. And as they've said, they want to reduce the amount of coastline available to iwi from 100% to 5%.
What would the impact of these changes be on Māori rights to the foreshore and seabed?
Reduction from 100% to 5% and a very high threshold would essentially mean that only iwi in very isolated areas with little to no third-party use and occupation, think maybe the Titi Islands around the bottom of the South Island, maybe some certain areas in the very far north of the country and the East Cape would be able to be found to have customary marine titles. So it would essentially wipe out the customary rights of the majority of Māori in the Moana.
For those who don't know, what does customary marine title entitle?
So it doesn't actually entitle you to a lot, which is a big point of misinformation, is that Māori who have customary marine title own the ocean and they can in any way stop people from going there, stop people from going to the beach, stop people from fishing, stop commercial fishermen. There's misinformation that people have to pay a toll to use the ocean in certain areas, which is completely wrong. Basically, the main award that it gives Māori is they have a right to veto any new resource consent in the area, but that's also subject to a lot of provisions to protect existing resource consents and aquaculture.
Has there been meaningful engagement with Māori about these changes?
No, not at all. Basically, in our case, for Ngāti Tuihi, who we represent, we had a three-week High Court hearing from the 17th of June to the 5th of July. And then on the 25th of July, the Crown came out and announced the changes. They hadn't made any consultation with Māori before they made these changes on the 25th of July, before they announced these changes. They had met with the seafood industry. And then what they said to the claimants at that point was, for Ngāti Tuihi, because the judgment hadn't, they'd finished the hearing, but the judgment hadn't really shit, that their case is going to be overturned and the hearing is going to be overturned. So there's a retrospective active aspect to it. And they also said to Māori, basically, we've decided we're going to make these changes, but we're not exactly sure on the exact wording of the new changes. You've got 3 weeks to write us some feedback about exactly how you think we should change the law. And that's the only consultation with Māori that has happened.
And the Waitangi Tribunal is currently undergoing an urgent inquiry into these changes with the hearings this week. What is some of the current public discourse about this proposal that might come through in the Tribunal's report, do you think?
So the Tribunal's hearing concluded yesterday with closing submissions to be sent tomorrow. I think you'll hear through the Tribunal's report the frustration of the claimants that they haven't been consulted with, or the deep frustration of the claimants that they're having their rights extinguished, the deep frustration of all Māori that the Crown feels that they have rights to decide Māori's Hōnanga or their connection to the Moana, which was guaranteed in Te Tiriti. And I also think you'll hear from the Tribunal a serious concern that these decisions were made without against the advice of the internal policy of the Crown, against the advice of Te Arawhiti, and also without proof that, because the justification for changing these laws under the new government is to restore the legislation to the original, to its original intent, saying that it had been affected by the judge's liberal interpretation of the case. I think you'll hear a big concern from the tribunal that this government does not actually have much evidence to prove what Parliament's original intent was, that it was going to be a very strict test, as they say.
That was Te Mata Law's Harry Clatworthy speaking to me about the government's proposed changes to the Marine and Coastal Area Takutai Moana Act 2011, which would restore a tougher test for Māori customary title claims in the foreshore and seabed.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.